This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
This week, I am inside a brand new brewery in Olivet called Great Heart Brewery, and I'm with John Valentine and Helena Valentine. They are the owners. I'm really excited to be here. It's just opened on Valentine's Day. Your name is Valentine, obviously. So I'm going to start with you two. I have a feeling you guys have a good story, so I want to go with that first. Let's start with you, John.
Yeah, so thanks for coming and doing this interview with us. But I started in the craft beer industry, working for about eight years in California. And then I moved back to St. Louis and worked for Four Hands for a few years. And then I did my master brewer program in Chicago and then in Munich. And that's where I fell in love with my wife.
It's already a good story.
It was perfect. And we both share a really big passion for beer. And she actually comes from a beer family as well.
You come from a beer family, don't
yes.
you?
Yeah.
One that's, you know, kind of known in St. Louis. Is that true?
It's true. So my great-great-granddad was Adolphus Busch, the founder of Anheuser-Busch. And it went through my family, and my granddad was Gussie Busch, and my uncle is August Busch III. So it's been a big family tradition in our family.
Pretty good beer bloodlines. And Helena, you have the same thing in Europe.
Yes, exactly. So I grew up half an hour from the biggest hop growing area in the world, from the Hallertau. And my dad and my grandpa, they both grew up in the hop world. So my grandpa already and now my dad were buying, and he's now buying all the hops for Anheuser-Busch InBev globally. So since I'm a little baby, I went to all the hop farmer meetings, saw how much passion and work really goes into these raw ingredients that then come into the beer. So yeah, since I'm a little kid, I'm very passionate about beer, hops, and everything that goes into it.
So you grew up in Lucerne, Switzerland?
Yes, half-half. So my dad is Swiss, he comes from Lucerne, and my mom is from Germany, from Munich. So my dad had to move to Germany for my mom because they fell in love, and also because the hop area is so close by to our house. So when he was growing up, his family always lived half-half from Lucerne, and then for the hop harvest, they went back to Germany and went to school over there as well, just to be close to the hops.
Okay. And then you studied in Munich as well, beer making?
I did my beer sommelier in Munich at the same school that John did his master brewer, and I did classes on brewing, etc. But really where I learned the brewing process was on a small one barrel system out in Hermann here. Yes, it was very manual and hard work, but that's how you learn it. And that's how I really got passionate about the brewing process as well. And now our system here is 10 hectoliters. It's a bit bigger, makes it way easier. It's from Germany, so a lot of the system is actually half in German, which made it a bit easier even for me to understand the system because, yeah, I can understand the language.
Yeah,
that's great. So when did you come here to St. Louis?
I came here 3 years ago.
And that's when you studied in Hermann?
That's when I started brewing in Hermann, yes. Right. But then I actually did my MBA, so like from the business side here in St. Louis as well. Met great friends, learned everything about the business side behind opening a brewery as well, which is definitely helpful.
I would imagine. It seems inevitable that you two would end up opening a brewery. What was the spark, or when did you decide, yep, we're going to do this?
I think when John did his master brewer, he realized that we can do it, and we were chatting with each other, and both were so passionate about it. And since we were so in love with like the Czech and Bavarian and Swiss beer halls, we were seeing like maybe that's something we can do here in St. Louis as well, and bring our passion for these European styles, the glassware, the serving tanks, and just this atmosphere that we really wanted to hone in onto, with like the wood, the cozy seating, and being a community gathering space. That really convinced us that we can do it and we should do it.
Well, I should have mentioned that we are inside what I would call is a beer, what I would call a beer hall. I mean, it has a Munich feel to it. You said that there's some Czech influence, maybe some Swiss as well.
Yes,
can
exactly.
You describe it a little bit?
So we serve our beers out of copper serving tanks. We learned about them in the Czech Republic. It's way more efficient and sustainable because we do not have to always carry kegs over. We don't have to use chemicals every time a keg blows to clean it. We just fill up our serving tanks and serve our beer right from there. So you really see where the beer is made, where it's coming from, and then you can zip it looking at these beautiful serving tanks.
And the name, it seems logical, but tell me about the origin of it.
Yeah, so Hart is a big deal in my family with the last name Valentine. So we have hearts everywhere. It always means a whole lot to us. And Great Heart really was inspired just by bringing people together, being the best version of yourself, and you know, making this a community gathering spot, like Helena said. And Great Heart kind of just exemplifies that whole thing.
There's also a beer garden that I assume will be open soon.
Yes, exactly. We were like, we have to have a beer garden because when the weather is nice, like having a beer outside is just a different feeling. So we have a fireplace outside as well with some comfortable seating, tables, chairs, and yeah, can't wait for the weather to get better so we can finally open it.
Yeah, and you have a fireplace upstairs too. So there's an upstairs, there's this downstairs hall where you can actually see the tanks. You have a limited number of beers. Is that by a choice? You wanted to make sure that the menu was short and sweet?
Yeah, so we start off with this, five beers right now. We have the capability to go up to 12 total, but we really just wanted to focus on doing our beers right every single time, really hitting our marks on our beer quality and making sure that we're putting out the very best beer that we can. I think we could do a lot more beer and a lot more different styles, but we really want to hit on the details and the perfection of each beer style before it goes out to the public.
Now, before I did this interview, I did happen to come in here the other day and have a couple of your beers, and I do want to say they are phenomenal. And I do not say that every time. They are delicious. I can tell the difference between high quality beer and beer that's pretty good, and I was very impressed. I could taste the naturalness of it, if that's really a word. So to throw out a little bit of German and beer geek, do you follow the Reinheitsgebot, the German purity laws?
We have four simple ingredients: hops, water, barley, and yeast. And it's very simple. We do all natural carbonation. We don't do any filtering, no clarifiers, no fining agents. It's all naturally done with just time and temperature in our horizontal lager tanks. And we do a lot of cool things in our brew house. Really traditional techniques, in the mash, so decoction mash, multi-step infusion, all those things that really make our beer special and really approachable for everyone.
And then one of the other things is our water. We are using a reverse osmosis machine to strip down the water profile to have a clear water, and then we add salts and minerals to kind of copy the water of the country of origin of that beer style.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, because how much percentage is water?
95%
yeah.
Of
that's
beer is water.
But that is
a big ingredient.
That is a detail right there. That's what I'm talking about. I could taste that in the beer.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I wouldn't know it was that, but I could taste the idea of it, let's talk about the building, because it wasn't like you moved into this place. You built it, didn't you, from the ground up?
Yeah, so this building was here when we've been looking for a building to start a brewery for maybe 2 years, and we drove past this and we saw the exterior of the building. It was unbelievable. It really matched what we were trying to do on the inside. It was done by a Swiss architect. And we got the building, our units, when it was just the studs. So it was kind of a perfect canvas to really to do what we thought was going to be best, to have that European coziness, to have that beer hall style, and bring it all together.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you said it sounded like that was an arduous process.
It was. It took about a year and a half of planning and then construction all together. So it was a long time and a long process. A lot of detail went into, you know, our building and everything, and we're just happy to be finally open. Yeah.
How much research did you do on the market before you opened your brewery?
A lot. So we love the breweries here. So the fun research was going to other breweries, trying the beers, of course, seeing what people like, what they don't like, etc. But like, it's also a business, so it's very important to see like who's around here, what do people like. For example, our menu, it's Alpine Fusion inspired, but also we have American dishes. So of course we do not only use German dishes, because we want to have the American consumer to like our product as well. Then everyone around here, we chose Olivet because we are in the part of a community as well. We have so many people living around here, apartment buildings, and there's no brewery in Olivet yet.
That's a good choice. I mean, I've heard people saying Olivet's coming along, and now there's a brewery, and you guys are, you know, starting that trend here. It is a market that has a lot of breweries, but do you think that European style is what kind of makes you stand out?
I think focusing on lagers is a little bit more approachable for the everyday consumer. We go into the details of the lagers, and they're just approachable for everyone, easy to drink, crisp, clean, refreshing. And we thought a lot of breweries really do great IPAs, and that's done a lot that you can see in the craft beer market right now. But we wanted to carve out this spot and really hit the lagers as best we can and put the best beer possible.
And currently we do not distribute, so we sell all our beers in-house, and we try to make this the perfect space to have a beer or just come for dinner as well. Just everything, like, yeah, every detail, all the bar chairs, they are comfortable, have cushioning, armrests, backrests, you have a hook for your jacket or your bag, just to make this like the optimal space to have a beer or come together with friends and family.
Aren't lagers more time consuming to make, a little harder to make? And that's why, for example, ales or IPAs, that kind of thing, you can kind of throw a bunch of hops in it.
Yeah, lagers take a long time, very time consuming. And any imperfections really are at the forefront of the consumer's tongue. So you can't have any mishaps during the fermentation process, during the brewing process. Anything that goes wrong, the consumer will know, and it's what makes it a little bit challenging, but it's something that we love to do, and we love hitting all the details of making the finest lagers.
Let's get back to the food for a minute. Tell me a little bit about your menu in terms of the highlights, what kinds of things you serve.
Yeah, so we call our menu Alpine Fusion inspired. So we do have dishes that are inspired by dishes in Germany, Czech Republic, Switzerland, but we have a broad variety. So we have something for everyone. We have salads, soups. We do have our own house-made burger. It's a smash burger that people really love. And we also have a schnitzel. Ah. The schnitzel is served either with Kartoffelsalat or potato salad or Spätzle. Mm-hmm. So like some of these are European inspired dishes. And then for desserts, we have Apfelküchel. It's an apple fritter. People are loving it, and they always ask me how to say it, but it is one of my favorite dishes from Switzerland. So just like, yeah, having a broad variety, so if you want to come back the next day, it's not again the burger. You can have a variety, you can have mussels or like the schnitzel. Mm-hmm. Just like, so you can bring your kids, your family, your friends. Yeah.
I was in here the other day, and it was really crowded. Obviously, you guys just opened, so I assume that the reception so far has been good. What have people been telling you?
The reception's been great. I mean, St. Louis has really showed us a lot of support. Olivet has showed us tremendous support, and the people are coming back. So it's really, it just makes us so happy to see, you know, faces coming back and starting to be semi-regulars, and it's really exciting for us just to be open and to be that community gathering spot for people.
Yeah, it's so fun to see people coming back, like people that we've never met before, and now they feel like family because we've seen them every single day here and just enjoying it.
Well, you got to have regulars, right? future plans. I mean, what are you thinking in terms of the future? Are you going to do events? Are you going to do weeknight type things, or what do you have on the calendar?
Right now, the next event, so actually for Mardi Gras, we will have decoration up, etc. And then the week after, we have an Austrian week. So we'll release our Vienna Lager. It's currently in the tank. It's almost done. And with the new beer releases, we also have menu items from that country. So we call it the Austrian Fest.
Okay.
It will be an Austrian beer release, and then we have a menu with appetizer, main, and dessert, all from the country, just that you have the perfect drinking experience and can really experience, like, how would it be in that country.
And when you were doing your market research, you said you went to other breweries. Have you talked to people who are in the brewing industry in St. Louis? I mean, you know, with your family or otherwise, to get advice or to understand how the community here exists as in the brewing world?
Yeah, that's the one coolest thing about the craft beer industry, is that people and other people in the industry are so open and willing to share advice, you know, what worked for them, what didn't work for them. It takes a village, as my mom always says, to do something. And it was really just, we're grateful for all the help that when we reached out to different breweries and different owners of breweries and see what worked for them, they were a huge, tremendous help just to get this going.
Well, let me ask a little bit about the decor in here. First of all, let's start with the bell that's behind the bar. Helena, what is the story behind that?
Yeah, so I actually got this one from my aunt from the Wallis in Switzerland. It's from the Stichfest. So the Stichfest is a traditional event in Switzerland where pregnant cows are fighting against each other, and they do x-ray them to see that they are truly pregnant, and then the winning cow gets a bell. So my aunt's cow won the pregnant cow fight, and that's the story behind our cowbell.
Oh my god, that is amazing. Upstairs you have a lamp that's from Germany?
Yes, it's called a Leuchtermännchen. It's a traditional German and Swiss lamp. You can find it in a lot of castles in Europe. It's a half wooden calf figure and then half antlers. So really, like, yeah, our details are trying to, like, bring some of this, like, European history also to this place and show it to people.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that there is no other place in St. Louis that has either of those items. John and Helena Valentine, the brewery is Great Heart. It's brand new in Olivet. Please come check it out. The digs are beautiful, the food is excellent, and the beer is fantastic. I don't think I could say, I couldn't rave any more about it.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Okay, great.